Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So in our current business environment, there's a lot of opportunity to get taken advantage of. There's a lot of spam emails, spam calls, but even ways that your identity can be used against you. So today I want to talk about some of the top scams that are out there that you need to pay attention to. One of the things that happened to me not too long ago, and this is one of the reasons why I pay so close attention to all of my finances, is all of a sudden I saw a charge on a business debit card. And it was for crepe erase, which is something I nor my wife would ever order. So I immediately contacted the bank and said, hey, what's happening? And yes, a payment was made to a company for a particular product on a business debit card. Why would this be such a big deal? Obviously, I could get that removed. But they would have access to my business checking and my lines of credit and everything else that's tied to it. So if I did not catch that right away, they could have drained lots of money. Similarly, I just got something in the mail. And it was something called a Relia card from U.S. Bank. Now, I have never applied or been to a U.S. bank ever. In researching this online, what I found out is that through the Equifax breach years ago, somebody has a hold of my Social Security number, and from what I can decipher, they filed an unemployment claim in my name. And this card is supposedly going to be loaded with the money. Now, I did not activate it, and luckily I caught it in time. And so now I have to go through the process of calling up the banks, calling up the Illinois State Department of Employment Security, and making sure that they're aware that I did not file the claim. And now I'm going to spend hours of time trying to fix a problem which I did not create. So what I want to do is talk about a handful of things that are common scams that I see all the time. And you may get these too, but I just want to go through them, and at the end I'll give you kind of a checklist of some things you should be doing. As I said, the debit card one is huge. Here's my advice, and actually it comes from my wife who works at a bank. If you have business checking accounts, do not get a debit card associated with it. It tends to be the most easily compromised type of card out there. So protect yourself, protect your business. Don't get a debit card associated with your business accounts. I've also canceled all of them for my personal accounts. The other one that I get all the time are these, you've just won an award, the best of Aurora, Illinois marketing company. Those are scams as well. What they are basically companies that give you fake awards and will charge you $250 to get one of those little cheap trophies or plaques or whatever they are. Those are scams to try to make you feel like you're somebody. I also get emails from who's who. You are the who's who in marketing. Well, again, it's another one of those scams where they want you to pay money to get yourself into a book of who's who. And here's the bottom line. Who cares? Nobody reads them. Nobody's going to buy them. And they may claim it may go to a library, but who cares? The next one that happens all the time is fake bills. Now, I get these via email and also in the regular mail. And they are, your domain is coming up due, and you need to pay $59.95 to make sure it does not get away from you. Well, those are fake. You need to make sure that you understand where your domains are registered and when they are due. And these fake bills come in for web hosting, web domains, all the time. You want to make sure that you're aware of exactly where your domains are listed and who you're paying and how often. Another one that happens a lot is the subscription. And I'm not going to necessarily call it a scam because you need to actually subscribe to something. But here's something that happened to me. I bought a plugin last year as I was trying to do something on one of my websites. In order to buy the plugin, what they did is they automatically subscribed me to an annual agreement. When that agreement came up at the year's time, I forgot that I did that, and they charged me $77. So I emailed the company and said, hey, I want a refund. I don't want this. It did not work. They never responded back. Luckily, I paid with PayPal. So I went to PayPal and said, hey, I did not want this. I sent them an email saying I wanted a refund. They researched it and came back and said, nope, sorry, legit, your money's gone. So you have to be careful when you're signing up for things that you understand when they're going to renew. It's a lot different, let's say, if you have HBO Max or something like that that does it every month. It's easier to cancel. But those annual ones can sneak by. So here's my list of things that I think that you need to do. First off, create a spreadsheet of everything you subscribe to. Write down the date that you started and the date the next payment is due, and keep that up to date, especially if it's something that's going to renew annually, because it's so easy to forget. I have tons of those. I have an annual subscription to Amazon Prime. I have one to Vimeo. I have ones for my web hosting. Those are legit, but it's always good to know when those payments are coming up. Here comes the second point, which I think is important. Put those dates in your calendar. Give yourself a week reminder before the next payment is due. That way, you at least know that you're going to have enough money in whatever credit card or whatever account is going to pay that. So you also want to make sure that you list on that spreadsheet where it's being paid from. What happens if you really do have hosting and your credit card got compromised and it's no longer active? There is a chance you could lose your web hosting. Even worse, you could lose your domain names. When those go away, it can cost you hundreds, even thousands of dollars to get those back. The final thing I'm going to suggest to you is research everything. When that U.S. bank card showed up, the first thing I did was go onto Google and say, I got a U.S. bank card in the mail. Why? Then I was able to see what was happening. A, it was from the government. B, it was tied to the unemployment. C, I started to check out where I needed to call to take action on this. If you don't, it can have very negative effects on your business, on your finances, and worse. So that, my friends, is the cautionary tale. Make sure that you don't fall for any of these scams. If you subscribe to things, make sure that you're keeping track of them. Put them in a calendar, put them in a spreadsheet, and stay on top of it before it takes advantage of you and your business. Don't get scammed. So I hope you found this interesting. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. And if you're digging this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes and tell your friends about it. Sharing is caring. But keep an eye on those spams and scams.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.